Last year, the government reached a deal with Disneyland over the expansion plan, under which a total of $10.9 billion would be contributed by the two parties in proportion to the shares in the theme park. The plan was immediately challenged by different sectors of society. It was because, according to the 1999 agreement between the government and Disneyland, the latter receives huge amounts of franchise fees and management fees from the government, no matter whether the theme park is operating at a profit or a loss. The expansion plan would in every way benefit Disneyland, while the government could face a double whammy as it had to shoulder Disneyland's losses. In November last year, the LegCo panel on economic development adopted a non-binding motion demanding that the government postpone the expansion plan. The government paid no regard to the motion and submitted its funding request heavy-handedly to the Finance Committee.